the tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Ending the brutal conflict in Ukraine. That is why Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting tomorrow in Saudi Arabia with Russian and Ukrainian negotiators. The BBC's Peter Bowes.
The primary goal will be to lay the groundwork for a summit between Presidents Trump and Putin. But in terms of issues, the Trump administration is suggesting that the talks could focus on targeting Russian oil revenue and potential territorial concessions by Ukraine as a way to bring the war to an end.
Heavy rain in Southern California has caused more problems for people in the areas affected by last month's horrific wildfires. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
In Malibu, crews are cleaning up the iconic Pacific Coast Highway, which was buried in debris. It's home to local landmark Duke's Restaurant.
Everyone just loves coming, especially right now. The town wants to get back to normal, and this just set it back, I would say, at least 5 to 6 months.
Worrying residents, an unpredictable cycle of extreme weather, from drought to deluge. Bone-dry brush fueled the Palisades and Eaton wildfires. When the powerful rains hit the burn scar areas, the water turned the bare earth into heavy and destructive muck.
Much of the eastern U.S. is getting rained on. Flooding has submerged cars and buildings in Kentucky, and mudslides have blocked roads in Virginia. Parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Arkansas are under flood warnings, and heavy snow will blanket much of New England. In Texas, where vaccination rates have dropped in recent years, the number of people diagnosed with measles is increasing. KHOU-TV reporter Stephen Goen says at least 48 cases have been reported in West Texas.
In a series of health alerts over the past 3 weeks, at least a dozen cases of measles were reported by the State Department for Health and Human Services. Most of those cases in Gaines County, where 8 school-aged children are among the 10 total people infected. In Houston, 2 cases were reported amongst adults in January.
3 hostages have been reunited with their families after Hamas released them today. CBS's Chris Livesay reports on one very emotional reunion.
After nearly 500 days in Hamas captivity, Segi Dekel Hen, an Israeli-American, hearing for the first time the name of his daughter, born just 2 months after he was kidnapped. Shahar Mazel, his wife Avital tells him. It means Dawn Luck, after a nickname he gave her when she was still in the womb.
In Montreal, loud boos when America's national anthem was played before a hockey game. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All I need is 30 minutes, 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul, then why don't you show me, cause I wanna know, and why don't you hold me, feels like it's ready to blow, and I wanna know.
flowers are blooming up from the ground. You are all alone with the sun going down, and you are all alone in this light all around, and the sun's going.
the right and left, and most of us are walking through no man's land, and they open fire every day. If we're keeping silence, it's a price we pay.
Just double dip Mr. Jeffrey James. He's live at Cargo Coffee with Ethrie Fields on the 28th. You are in the second hour of the fifth hour of the local music things. That's right, in the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. These sounds in this half hour are sponsored by Herbal Aspects, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. We keep you connected to the local stuff right here in the after hours. But remember, the local stuff can be a two-way street. Message us or email us at maxincradio@civicmedia.us, or just drop us a message in all those social media things. If you do, we'll make sure that the band you're seeing is getting played right here on Max Inc. Radio. This next band is live last night at Chief's Tavern in Madison. This is the Dogtown Howl on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network.
baby.
Was Abandon's End, and then before that, the Magic Conch, who made us just a bit warmer here in the Civic Media Studios with Hotter Than the Sun. You're in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio, and this next artist literally has a ton of Mama Awards attached to his name, Mr. Sam Ness, and he has a bunch of local shows lined up here, and we're going to tell you all about him in May when it gets a little warmer. Max Inc. Radio has you covered. Swing on by, make that connection, and then local music will be right there when you need us.
Met this girl named Gabby with an E. She came over, she made pancakes with me. We watched Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Sat on the couch and had some wine. She got closer to me and in no time, she kissed me. And I kissed her too. And we're both moving down the road, boy, trying to find ourselves a home. But I hope I can see her one more time. Gabby, you're laying in your bed. Hope that you can rest your head, and that this tune can lend some company. Hope that tomorrow when you rise, the day will be an easy ride. The winding road to Lodi will bring it back to me. And we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home. But hope I can see you one more time. I can see you one more time. Gabby, I think we learned it one more time. Playing with the fire, if it burns too bright, it'll burn up all the air and fade. There's nothing we can say, we can hardly breathe. We can hardly breathe. Now, Gabby, I'm laying in my bed, thinking about those things you said, wondering how we lost our sympathy. tomorrow when I rise, the sun will meet these weary eyes, and I'll forget you, you'll forget about me. Now we're both moving down the road, both trying to find ourselves a home. Gabby, I think I need some time. Maybe someday I'll see you one more time.
Cat and the Hurricane is next on Max Inc. Radio. They will be at Midwest Friends Fest on May 30th, not to be confused with Midwest Fest that's on May 9th and 10th. Charlie Boy and the People Brothers Band will be at that show. Now, don't get them confused. That's why we're here, to keep you and all the local shows clear, just so your ears don't get confused with your minds. After Cat, then we'll take a quick break right here on Max Inc. Radio. After all, we are local music. Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advanced tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
and we realize nothing and everything is ours.
Mr. Todd Phillips brings it back to local music here on Civic Media Radio Network. Then Beth Keeley Band. Beth is super busy next week with Ladies Rock Camp. Check out the showcase show on Sunday, the 23rd at 7 p.m. And then on the 28th, she's going to be doing live things with Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets. Connect yourself to us, and each time she plays, we'll connect you to her. That's how it works here in the after hours on Max Inc. Radio. All this planning ahead and local music connections with both locations and dates, even the times from time to time, is brought to you in this half hour by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street. In Madison, there's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Next up is a local woman who has an amazing voice and guitar skills. It's Rain Stern on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There we stand, steam and sound. Tea and time, milk and honey. Unwind your mind, tea, tea for two, me and you, there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do, honey and home. Talk too loud, too loud. They're over where to a place we've never been before. We've never been before. We got this tea and time, and we made this meal for two. I'm gonna share it with you, so let's see what we could find. With a little peace of mind, no one has nothing to do. These common threads are tied. These common threads, common threads hold tight. These common threads, these common threads are tied. These common threads, these common threads hold tight. These common threads.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
See that pressure? It's on your mind. Is that feeling like you're wasting time? And your money, it needs more money. And it just ain't funny. When you hit your low,
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are...
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. There's some progress in the effort to end the fighting in Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has spoken with Russia's top diplomat Sergei Lavrov, and he'll meet Sunday in Saudi Arabia with representatives from both sides. More on that from CBS's Margaret Brennan.
There is now this diplomatic push by the Trump administration to try to open up diplomatic channels in an effort to get Russia to agree to stop ravaging Ukraine. So far, all we have is the promise to begin talking about something. We have not heard from Russia a stated interest in a diplomatic end to the conflict.
Rubio will be on Face the Nation Sunday. It's been rainy in the east and snowy in New England. In far northern Maine, a lot of snow is expected, and the director of the Aroostook Emergency Management Agency